Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara, second to last line of Kuf Nun Amad Beis, where the words of Klal Amar Abba Shaul, again in the Mishnah, Abba Shaul was quoted as saying, Klal Amar Abba Shaul, Kol She'ani Zakai Bamiras, or anything I'm allowed to say on Shabbos, I can go to the end of the Tchum Shabbos, to the boundary of Shabbos, and perform that mitzvah. So now the Gemara wants to wonder, what exactly is the Nekudas Machlokos, what exactly is Rabbi Abba Bar Shaul arguing with the Tanakhama? Or says, Ibailahu, Abba Shaul, which din, first of all, is Abba Shaul going on? If you want to assume he's going on the first part of the Mishnah, which said, what? The Mishnah told us that at nightfall, you're not allowed to go. At the end of Shabbos to go hire workers to have them bring fruit for you. So the Gemara, now turning on to the next time, the Gemara says though, "Hi kol she'ani zakei b'rasa rashi b'chashichaso kol she'ini zakei b'rasa in rashi alach b'bayle." But wait, that's a form where it's usher. So that was a form that's usher. He says whatever I'm permitted to do at nightfall. That's not the right lashon. Lashon should be the negative. Anything I'm not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to do. And then you'd infer the positive because that was the Mishnah's case on my son, where it's usher to talk about it on Shabbos, and usher therefore to go to the end of Tchum Shabbos, to the boundary. So the lashon of Abba Shaul doesn't make sense that it's going on the Reisha. Rather, Ela Seifakai. Rather, Abba Shaul is going on the second part of the Tanakhama statement of Amach Shechulish, or maybe Peros of Yaso Biyado. That if you want to wait for nighttime for the purpose of guarding property on Shabbos, your property, and bring it back the produce, you're allowed to bring back the produce. That is what Abba Shaul is referring to. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Kol She'ini Zakai BeChashechaso Rashi Nemarasa MiBayle." But if that's the case, the focus is all wrong. The focus is that Abba Shaul is coming to say that which I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to do here, but the focus should be the opposite. Anything I'm allowed to go to the end by nightfall, to go to the boundary, that would be allowed to say it. The chiddush should be on the first case of the davar that's mutter, is to go wait there nightfall and to talk about it, about divar davar, that being the ikar iser, would be the lashon of Abba Shaul. So then it can't be that this is what Abba Shaul is referring to. So the Gemara says, therefore, we have to go back. Lola masifaka. Really, we're going on the latter part of the Tanakhama statement. Abba Shaul, okay. Rather, Abba Shaul is referring to a different point. The Tanakhama didn't say explicitly, but Abba Shaul is referring to this point. What is that? Damar avudamar shmuel, mutul adam lomar lachavero, shmor li peros shabit chumecha, vanishmor lachavero shabit chumi. A person's allowed to say to his friend that you guard your, my fruit within your Tchum Shabbos, your boundary of Shabbos, I'm going to regard the Tchum Bayom Adjit. So let's say, for whatever reason, I live in a certain area of Yerushalayim, which is a bad idea about the city. So whatever, I live in a certain area, and I only have 2,000 amos, and your field happens to be in that area A. And then you're an area B, where my field is also within your boundary, within your 2,000 amos, but I'm not allowed to go there. It's past my 2,000 amos. So I can tell you to watch my stuff on Shabbos, and it's no issue over there about violating Dibru Davar. Just a very important point that is quoted by the Rashba and others. They learn from here that a Jew is allowed to ask another Jew to perform a malacha which is forbidden for him, but mutter for the second guy on Shabbos, and therefore that's what we see from the Gemara. The Gemara says that explicitly over here, but again, because it's within your Tchum Shabbos. However, my Tchum Shabbos, it's not within. So for you, it's totally mutter. I'm allowed to ask you to do that. So they therefore extend this ruling to say that a Jew who, let's say I took in early Shabbos and I forgot to turn off one of the lights, am I allowed to ask you to turn off the lights? You weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Is there any issue with that? So they say that yes, you're allowed to do that based on this Gemara. It would not be an issue. It'd be mutter to do that based on the Gemara over here, that if something is totally mutter for you to do, that is okay. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a kasha. Isn't this shlichus? It shouldn't be that he's acting as your shaliach, which should be asked. That's a big question. But either way, it seems that we pass now. Quotes that lahalacha. There is a Ran who argues, but it seems to be that in fact is accepted. The big shaila is also, do we extend that din? Should we extend it then, let's say, about this very nogia, people who come to visit Eretz Yisrael, they hold 2 days, so can they ask a ben Eretz Yisrael? People don't realize this is b'chal shaila, but it is a shaila. Can you ask a ben Eretz Yisrael explicitly to do malacha for you? Rav Yashav on the Sefer quotes this. The Amari Kash, I think, was Mekel, but he says Rav Achronim are Machmir about this, and I think Rav Yashav himself seemed to be Machmir. I think I once asked Rav Nevin Shlita also, he was Machmir that you should do Derech Remez, that you should not, like, what we have a Mir Nachri, you can only do Derech Remez. You're not allowed to explicitly tell them to do Malacha for you on Yantav Sheni. Another Shaila just comes up, one last one, and then we'll go weiter. Sorry, just a very interesting topic that comes out of this Rashbov here. He quotes Tosas. We don't have the Tosas on the Daf here, but he quotes the Tosas. So either way, the one last Halacha comes out is also, let's say I hold something, I'm Machmir not to open a bottle on Shabbos. Can I ask you to open the bottle for me? So is that an issue of you? It's totally fine. You hold, let's say, like whoever it might be, that maker of Avadia or other, let's say, Shlomo Zalman on plastic bottle caps. You hold like Shlomo Zalman. I'm like Rav Yashiv, Machber Rav Yashiv. So am I allowed to ask you that? So that might be also fundamentally, do I hold that it's mutter? I'm just doing mitzvah chumrah to follow Rav Yashiv when I can, or if I mamish hold that it's usher, then it would be usher for me to ask you. That would be nogea a little bit to this. Then also, if I hold that it's mutter, I'm just doing it mitzvah chumrah, then it wouldn't necessarily be a problem for me to ask someone who doesn't hold that it's chumrah to do it. If I really hold that it's bad to mutter, that's another problem of something that's doing a malacha for me on Shabbos. Either way, so now the Gemara, again, Gemara was trying to bring a proof from here about what was Abashal going on. V'kamar Abashal, the Tana comes again on this idea about the boundaries. Abashal is referring, he goes back to the Kama and he says, Milo modis b'mutter l'adam l'mer chaver, sh'molei perish, b'tmecha v'anei sh'molecha perish. Well, you definitely agree with the case that if I say that you're guard the fruit within your boundary and I'm going to guard the fruit in my boundary. So then that case is pashut mutter according to everyone. Therefore, I made my general rule, Vema, and I'm going to say my general rule that what? And what I'm allowed to tell you to do, I'm also to allowed to go at nighttime to go towards at the end of Shabbos to the end of the Tchum, to the end of the Badri on Shabbos. We got that. However, the Tana Kama, he did not make such a rule. He argues on this. He holds that one is not allowed, someone is allowed to tell someone to do a mitzvah. However, someone's not allowed to necessarily go in all the cases to go memach shechal atchum. We seem to follow the Stam Mishnah goes like Abba Shaul, and then we had a machlok zacher Stam, so l'chora we are following Abba Shaul. We're making like Abba Shaul, that anything I'd be allowed to tell you to do, I'd be allowed to memach shechal atchum, go to the end of the battery on Shabbos. Okay, very fascinating. Sugi over here. The Gemara continues now. Klala suimai. So then Abba Shaul says a rule, and whenever the Mishnah is a rule, that whenever the Mishnah says a rule of Klal, so the it always is coming to include another case. So we're going to ask, what is this other case? Lasuye how did Tanur Rabbanan? So this is coming to include a case that we learn in a Braisa. Ein machshichin al tchum lavi behema. So one is not allowed to wait at nightfall for at the end of the boundary of the Tchum Shabbos to bring an animal back, because that's not enough of our purpose. If you're not allowed to go to go get your animal back, however, if the animal was right outside your boundary, you can call to it and it can come to you. Normally you're not allowed to tell them, move a muksa object, but here you're allowed to manipulate it by saying, hey, come here, whatever, it's a dog, let's say, tell to come back. When the dog is muksa, you can tell to come back. So this Abba Shaul said, so whatever I'm allowed to do, I'm allowed to do at nighttime, and therefore allowed to wait at nighttime to take care of a kalav, or to the needs of a dead person to bring them a coffin and the shrouds for him. So this is, by the way, all these cases apparently are what Abba Shaul was coming to include. This kalav, these two cases were usually includes one case. Interesting over here, the Mishnah seems to include Lefi the Rashi, seems to be both of them. Both these cases are going to be included now within Abba Shaul. So he got to tell him all these different things. You go to such a place on Shabbos to get these things. If you don't find them there, go to a different place. You got to tell him to go to even two different places for you on Shabbos. And you could also tell him that if you don't find it for $100, you could do it for $200. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudam, or no. You can't tell him for $100, $200. That's too much. You can't tell him the $100, $200, but you can tell him the rest of agreeing with the other statement of Abba Shaul. So we paskin again, like Abba Shaul, that would be mutter. Now the Mishnah tells you, this was already quoted. We already saw this quoted twice. So this was this Mishnah was quoted, that you're allowed to wait at nighttime to the boundary of Shabbos in order to take care of the thing for the bride, as we mentioned in the yesterday's daf. That was the idea of taking the hadas, the myrtle branches on Shabbos for the decorative purpose for the kala. Or also for a dead person to bring them a coffin or shrouds for them. If you have a goy who brought these chalal, is like a, usually it's a type of flute, whatever it might be. The chalal is just empty space. It's a type of thing they used to blow. So it's like a flute, let's say on Shabbos. So they specifically brought it for you. We see over here an important rule of Amira Lenachar. People don't realize this, that if a goy does something for you, you're in a very dark room. The goy turns on the light. It's still usher to be nena from that light, even though you didn't tell him to do anything. Here, that's this concept right here, that the goy brought the flute. You never told him to bring the flute. The you're not allowed to use them for the hesped. After the Leis Ben Israel, they used to use a flute as a sad noise to play music to get people to be sad at a eulogy. So, if let's say usually right after Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it on after Shabbos. Elaim Ked Bal Malkum Karav. Unless they came from inside the tchum, if they came with inside the tchum, this would be okay. Asu lo aron v'charfu lo kever. If the goyim they dug up a kever for him, or they made a coffin in reverse order. I mean, first was made a coffin, and then they dug up a grave. Yikaver bo Yisrael. Since it wasn't for a Jew, you're allowed to bury a Jew in that. However, if they did it for something, lo yikaver lo mes. Here's a big chumrah. Normally, we just said it's going to be kadesh yasu, that it's going to be the time that it takes to do it. That's the general halacha of Amira al-Nachri. That let's say I had the goy cook. Well, bishlakum, another problem. Let's say the goy did a halacha for me. He brought something from outside the tchum, so I have to take. Let's say it took an hour to bring it. I would have to wait until an hour after Shabbos to not be nana from it whatsoever. the time it would have taken for him to do it right after Shabbos. So that's us going to use it until an hour after Shabbos. So now, what this halacha is that this kever that they decided to dig it up for him, for the Jew, is going to be usher for the Jew to be nana forever. That's the halacha of here. It's usher to be nana forever. This is because Rashi explains that it is something that is a giloy, that it is something that people is obvious, and everyone knows that you did it for you, and it's giloy l'chila Shabbos. It's going to be something that's totally usher for you to be doing permanently. I think there's a shayla about that, about building a house. If someone builds a house for you on Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, there's a shayla if a goy builds a house for you on Shabbos. You already hired him and you commissioned him to do it on Shabbos for you. So it's a mila nachri. There are other things saying why it should be mutter or whatever. But not getting into all those hetarian right now. But if they do it for you on Shabbos, there's major shaylas that maybe that's this keder where everyone knows about it. That might be a problem to be nana forever. If potentially. Okay, now the Gemara says, my makom karav. So what's the halacha when you say by a nearby place? That it's mutter. So Rav Amar Malkum Karav Mamash. So you have to know for a fact that it came from within the tchum. That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar Chayshinan Shemachut Tchum Alanu. Shmuel says that usually Chayshinan. Rashi points this out. Usually Chayshinan is lashon of like Choshesh and we're Machmir. Here it's Choshesh and be Mekel. He quotes another place in Beitza, which seems to say the same indication. So there's the only two exceptions to this rule. This one in the Gemara in Beitza, which here it's he's being Mekel. That if it's possible, here means that we suspect that maybe it was brought within the city, then it's going to be Mekel. Basically, a case of Suffolk. You're not sure if the goy came within or not. Is it mutter right after Shabbos? You have to wait for Kedesh Shabbos. So the nafkamina being, let's say you get an Amazon package in Manhattan. I'm not saying lachol mesa, but theoretically, the question over here is, you get an Amazon package in Manhattan. It was very likely, if it came, let's say, an hour after Shabbos, very likely was it within the Tchum Shabbos if it only came an hour after Shabbos. So then you can't necessarily use it on Shabbos, but let's say after Shabbos, you have to wait the full hour after Shabbos. Let's say that would have taken for come to Manhattan, or is it mutter right away after Shabbos to use it? So now the Gemara says, "Daikam mevstisa gavasi de Shmuel." The Mishnah seems to be indicated like Shmuel. The Ketani, the Mishnah, the Brisa, the Mishnah says rather, "Also lo Aaron v'chayv lo v'kavri by Yisrael." If the goy made the coffin or dug up, friend, the Jews allowed to be buried in there. Misveik Ashari sounds like that if there's a questionable status, it would be permitted. So the Gemara says, Achanami, Misveik Ashari, so too over here. The case of the flute is also a questionable status. It's going to be permitted according to Shmuel. The Gemara says, Vatangvas, however, we have a support seemingly for Rav as well. That what's that? Because we say, Ir Shisrael v'nachrim darim ba. If you have the halacha is that we saw this mission earlier. If you have Jews and non-Jews living in the city, you have a bathhouse which is used by both Jews and non-Jews. If the majority of the bathers are going to be goyim, so then you're allowed to use it right after Shabbos because they're not heating it up for you. They're heating it up for their 70% of their clientele who are non-Jews. In Rov Yisrael, however, the majority of the people are Jewish. So 70% of the people in the town are Jewish. So the people were heating it up for the Jews. So that's going to be also to use until after Kadesh Yas and to heat up the water. So whatever, it's half to half. So the Gemara says now, so the Lashon over here is different Girsos. Over here is Asr V'yamter or Ad Kedesh Yechamim. Asr V'yamter is really just a Hemshech of that idea, but Ad Kedesh Yechamim, you have to wait for how long it takes the water. So we see over here that if there's a case of Safik, we would follow Rav and be Machmir. Rav would say that there's a Rai over here, there's a case of Safik, you have to be Machmir, and that's a proof for Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bambati Ktana, Im Yesh Barashus Ruchetz Ba Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a small bathhouse, then if there's if there's someone who's chashiv over there, then we're going to say it means that someone who's chashiv. Rashi quoted this idea of rashis before, actually, not daf. Rashi used the lashon of rashis. If you have someone who's chashiv, you can immediately go into the bathhouse because it was clearly heated up for him. And we're now asking them, my rashis, who is this person who's very chashiv over here? So we're talking about over here that it's of Agav over here. We say Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bray the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is quoting his son. Rav Yashav points out, I think it's the third time in the Sefer Rav Yashav that there's three things that happen only Masechta Shabbos. I only remember one of the other ones. I remember the third one though. The one before we saw is that different Amorai, and we're bringing Rai. So Rav Yashav, there's only time in Shas that this happens. Apparently over here also, Rav Yashav thinks that this is the only time, Rav Yashav says, I'm very confident, that this is the only time in Shas that you have this concept where a Amorah is saying a halacha in the name of his son. We always see the person calls the name of the father. Here he's quoting my son says, this is the halacha. Fascinating thing. He was a Rav also, and he was passing like his son. Fascinating thing. Rav Yashav points out, this is the only time in Shas that we have this. He's quoting his son over here, and he says, "Im yesh ba'adam chashuv," that if there is an important person in the pool, sheish ba'asar avadim, which means that he has 10 servants, shemecham lo asar kumkun vasachas bambati ktana, he would have 10 kells of water for them in the small pool, mutter lerchots b'miyad, it's going to be permitted for him to bathe in it immediately after Shabbos. Rashi points out that this was all according to one version. He quotes a lishna achrina, Rashi says, and this lishna achrina, Rashi says that maybe that means tanak avasad Shmuel. This whole thing is a raya for Shmuel. Not that it's a raya for Rav, rather, it's a raya for Shmuel that the whole thing is that we're mekel, and if it's a rov, we go after the kula. That the fact that you have a rov is 60%. Why don't you say like Rav? That's a question of doubt and should be machmer. Oh, what about the case about 50-50 though? If it's mechs, exactly 500 Jews living in the city and 500 non-Jews living in the city, we're machmer. So it says Rashi, that's not a shakasha because there you could assume for sure it's done for the Jews. Okay, either way, so it's not even clear who is this raya for. But the different gears, so Rashi seems to embrace that gears more than the first one. So okay, that's what. Either way, we have this machlokas Rav Ushmua. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says Asu zo aran v'chafru lo kever. If you have a non-Jew who made a coffin for him or dug up a grave for the Jew on Shabbos, it's going to be usher forever. Amai, chanami antem, chadish rasa. The Gemara says, what, the end of the day, why is this going to be mutter? Why is it usher forever? The Gemara says, Amarula, be'omed, be'istaria. The Mishnah is telling me the case that it's on the main road, and now because Jews are buried, it's clearly though the dug was for, was dug, sorry. So the Gemara is asking over here. So why should, if they dig up the grave, why is the Jew allowed to bury it immediately after Shabbos? Why don't you have to wait the normal time it takes that if a goy does malacha for you, and that is the time that it takes to do it. So to take, let's say, an hour and a half to dug it up, you should have to wait an hour and a half. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Be'omed Be'istaria. We're discussing over here, the Mishnah is dealing with the case that the grave is on the main road, and since on the main road, the non-Jews are usually buried there, so clearly it was not done for a Jew whatsoever. Now that you want to bury there, would be mutter. Tenach Kever, the Gemara says, I understand, but a Kever, but the grave itself, or my equal member, what am I saying? An aron. An aron usually is meant with a person has engraving. What might be for the, you can't say it, the chora wasn't for the Jew. The Gemara said, no, I'm Rabbi Bab, but Kivro, that they also put this coffin in the grave, and therefore it was dug up for the non-Jew's purpose, and it was not done for the Jew whatsoever. Mishnah continues. So osin kol tzarchei ha-meis, you're allowed to do all of the needs for a dead person on Shabbos in order, this is all that it doesn't decompose. It's halanas ha-meis and making sure that the covered ha-meis. So these you're allowed to do the following things. Sachin and madichin osa, you're allowed to anoint it in oil and rinse it. They're not exactly touch it exactly, but you're allowed to pour it on it and rinse it as well. Vachal yezit ba'evri, make sure you don't touch it because the meis, you know, but Shlomo Melech David, that whole story in the Lamed's, is mukta. Shomtim es akar mitachlev, you can pull the pillow from under him. Rashi says because the pillow makes him hot. If it makes a mat, so you move it in order to make it better. I think Rashi in the next time is going to say that. Matilin also alachol b'shvil. It's turning out the next time now. Sheyamtin. So you're allowed to do? You're allowed to put him on the sand in order that his body should remain moist. Because over here, again, if it gets too hot, then it'll be a problem. And where it says, koshin salechi could bind up the jaw. Lo sheyala, not that it should rise up. Ela shelo yosef, it shouldn't continue to drop. V'chein, Kora shenishbura. So too, when it comes to a beam that broke, some can also b'self sala b'chus hamita. You're allowed to support on a bench or the side of a piece of veg. Lo shdala, not that it should rise up. Ela shel tosif, it shouldn't continue to drop. This again, indirect way of taking care of the mace of the dead body. Where it says Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, mice no medrash. There was once a mice that happened with Rabbi Meir. Shenichlos achalav esamerchas. He came to him in the bathhouse. Bikesh la'adiach karka. He wanted to wash the floor of the bathroom in front of Rabbi Meir to clean it up for him on Shabbos. Amar Lomad in Madrichas. You're not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos. Achalav karka. We're going to see why the reason in a moment. You're not allowed to. You wanted to smear the floor with oil. He says, and the mayor says you're not allowed to smear the oil. So the reason why the mayor said that it's us to smear the oil was back because the stones are mukta. So our Mishnah Rashi says, okay, our Mishnah seems to say that smearing oil on a dead body is okay, even though the dead body is mukta. So are you allowed to smear the oil or not? Allowed to smear the oil. So the mayor says, karka b'karka machla. Now, when it comes to the floor with floor, that is going to be confused, that you can get confused with. So therefore, if you're going to allow someone to clean a stone floor, you're going to come to smell aura on a dirt floor, and a dirt floor is mash vegumos, the iser, potentially leading to iser deraisa of leveling out the floor, so that's going to be usser. However, mace, bikarka, lo machlif. So when it comes to a dead body with the floor, you're never going to come to get confused with that, so therefore it's mutter, and it's not a kasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah also said you take all care of the dead body. The Gemara says, kol lasuya maya. What's this case of all coming to include in the Mishnah? Lasuya had the center rabbanan. It's telling you that the rabbanan taught in the braisa, mevian clay maker, clay matachos. So you're allowed to bring different cooling agents and metal vessels for the dead body. Manichin al kreso kedesh lo tapuch, and you put it on the stomach of the dead body so that it doesn't tipuch, rather it doesn't swell up and get big. Poking in the kav of kedesh lo takanas ben aruach, and also you're allowed to stop up the area where he uses the bathroom in order that the air shouldn't come into them because that also make it decompose quicker. Apparently, Shlomo Melech said in Koheles over here, the pasuk in Koheles is talking about the idea of person should repent and do tshuva before he is, while he is young and not at the age of death. And Shlomo Melech is talking about what happens when you become started older and start dying, and his lashon is, so again, now quoting the lashon of Agamara, is that we're saying that, again, he's saying that you should do tshuva before the things, or your whole body starts to break, and he uses this comparison. So the Gemara now is going to be doors to this comparison. Where it says, so what does it say? That's the silver rope snaps. That's referring to the spinal cord. That's the idea that the spinal cord is like a rope. rope, like this big thing. The golden boar, that's referring to the ama, person's prior part. The tishavar al mabua zeh keres, broken fountain, is referring to the stomach. The narrow galgal al boar zeh perish. This is referring to excrement. Over here is a galal. Galal is the right, the gemara of kavanos. The galal is the idea of excrement. Also, it says, I'm going to put out the perish, is talking about the excrement on your faces, the excrement of your chagim, that you sell, that you ate too much and you indulge too much in gashmias. That is not a good thing. Those are people who leave the Torah and they make every day a party. They go to another party every single night. That's not a thing you should be doing in life. You're only going into the gashmias. That is not a good thing. And apparently there's a deep idea over here that you're going to be exposed back. The excrement referring to the gashmias you came back is going to come back to you because you don't need it after you die. While you're alive, you still physically actually officially needed it. Not maybe the nicest piece of steak, whatever you needed. But afterwards it's going to go be thrown back in your face. Amar Rabbi Levi, Amar Papa, Amar Bishuel, Achar Shlosh Yom. After 3 days that person dies, creates a new his stomach burks and the excrement's going to fall on his face. So Merzlo told much nothing. I don't need it. So get away the gashmis. I'm referring to there. That's the idea of getting rid of the gashmis. Now the Mishnah talks about touching a dead body on Shabbos. If a dead person dies on Shabbos, you're not allowed to close his eyes again because he's muktzah. That was the minhag, is to close the eyes. To close eyes already. According to Shulchan Aruch, a person to close his eyes. Apparently, when he gets closer to the Shechina, he's going to close his eyes in general when a person is going to die. Below, bechol imitas nefesh. Also, you're not allowed to do this on the weekday before the person is actually dead. Why? Because a matzim mitzvah nefesh or isuch shavat lemon. Because you're speeding up the death process, and every moment the person is living, that is a person that's chashiv. So therefore, you've kilo killed him. Now the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanu, we learn in the Brisa, a matzim mitzvah nefesh or isuch shavat lemon. If a person does this, he's going to be like a murderer." Mashal the ner shekava alechas. You have a candle which is flickering. It's like a neshama is a candle, right? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Adam menechat baalei miyad kavsa. If you put your finger over it, the person is going to be extinguished. So too, touching it is like killing him and hastening his death, bringing it quicker. That is usher to do. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Harotzer Shisans Veinav Shalmeis. If a person wants the eyes of a dead person should close, nofech lo bechutma. If on Shabbos should blow wine into the nose or nosen shemen bein risi. And now you apply oil between the eyelashes, ochas bishne gulav, and you grab hold of the corpse's two big toes, vein masatzmi alein, and the eyes close on their own. Now the verse is tanim. We don't write Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says tinok ben yomo chan alav es Shabbos. That if you have one day of baby, you're allowed to violate Shabbos for him. Dan Melech Sol in Mechan Shabbos. However, Dan Melech Sol, who is the holiest person, right, the whole Melech, the Mashiach eventually is going to come from him. When he's dead, you're not allowed to violate Shabbos to deal with him. Tinok ben Yomo Chai Mechan Shabbos. Why Amar Torah Chalav Shabbos Achas Shomer Shabbos Harbe? The idea is that you save one Shabbos now, you violate one Shabbos now, in order that we should be able to have many Shabbos in the future. All the posts can bring down. This isn't the main reason. Let's say you know that he won't live more than another 5 weeks. Actually, there's a 0% chance he'll last more than 5 weeks. So he's never going to be able to live past the age of 13 and keep more Shabbos. That's not the Iker idea. The Iker idea is that we care about Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. This is one idea to it, but as Rav Moshe points this out and Rav Yashu pointed on the Sefer, this is not Lav Dafka, the main reason. David Melchizedek Meis in Mechalin of the Shabbos Adam Batal Min HaMitzvos, because he doesn't have any mitzvos anymore. My name is Rabbi Yochanan. B'meisim chashu. The pasuk says that dead who are free, the pasuk in Tehillim. And what does it mean? Kevashim esodam nasa chashu no mitzvos. As long as a person's free, a dead, he's now free. He's not obligated in any of the mitzvos. So Rabbi Yochanan just asked, what does Havim mean that the dead person should be chayv in mitzvos? He's in bar das. He's dead. So he says, in fact, it's like Chassidus Pshat from Rabbi Yochanan over here. He says that no, we're talking about tzaddikim who they go up dargas while they're after they're dead. Right, the ilula, the whole idea of ilula, the rashbi ilula when tzaddikim die. That's why you don't say tachron. They go up dargas in shemayim. So have a mina that they're going up, they're doing mitzvot, that it's kilo chiyuv. It's not. He says they may be doing it and getting to higher levels, but they're not mechayev of that. And therefore, mitzvot is a lower level in that respect. Now then, we're continues with Tanya. We learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Shimon Lazar, Tinok ben Yomo, Chai, Intarek, Lashem, and Achudim, and Achbar, just an idea. He says over here, it's more of a garata. That when it comes to a one day old baby, that it's not going to be the mice or weasels or any of these animals that are going to come be attracted to it. They're scared off of it. Ogman al Chabashan mace, but Ogman al Chabashan, the biggest giant, he dies. Tzarek, Lashem, and Achbarim, and Achudim, and Achbarim. That he's going to have, people are going to want the mice and the maggots and all are going to come to eat the body. Shnemorachim, Vitchitchem, yeah, the Pasuk says, in Bracious, right? That after Noach, it says that the animals are going to fear him. and he's going to, as long as that's only v'chit chamiya calls man shadam chai, only when there's going to be a fear of animals towards people when the person is alive. However, imasa mutal zebrios, rather came on shemes mutal mena imasa, that only while you're alive is there going to be this ima. After you're alive, after you're dead, there's not going to be this ima anymore. Amar papa naktita and arya abeitrei lo nafa. We have a tradition: a lion doesn't attack two people. So Gemara says hakach chizin and nafa, but sometimes it does happen. Gemara says ahu kudarava derabiyaba in chayshlatus bada machnimelo kibehema, that a person, this is the true thing, by the way. If you see a bear, it's supposed to, like, stand up. You see certain animals, you're supposed to stand up, and they're scared of you. If you talk to them normally, they're scared of you. If they know you're a person, they'll be scared of you. However, if you start running away, they're going to chase you because they think you're an animal. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says that the person in glory is going to be is when he's, like, ruling over animals. This Rabbah is telling us that only when a person is like a human being, then he's not going to chase him. But if he looks like an animal, then they will chase him. It's usher for a person to sleep in a house alone. There's different reasons given. The Meiri says, the Gemara seems to say the idea of Lelis. So, the Lelis is a type of shade, like the demon. The Zohar discusses this, as very machmir about this, that you're not allowed to sleep in your house alone. And that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Just to point out over here that Meiri gives another reason. He says that you're sleeping alone, generally you're going to be very anxious, you're going to be very nervous, and that putting yourself in that situation of anxiety is not a good thing. So therefore, you shouldn't be doing that. But either way, that is the halacha in the Gemara. I was waiting for the Gemara to quote the Kula. No, Mishra Berurah quotes the Kula that if you have a light. So Rabbi Yosher says that none of these ideas are actually quoted in any Gemara whatsoever. That this Eitzah is not asked, is not brought down. The idea of lighting a candle, Rabbi Yosher quotes, they asked the Chazon Ish. He says there's no makor in the Gemara. The Mishra Berurah quotes it as a heter, that if there's a light, you're allowed to. Mishra Berurah writes, if you're in your own room and the door is closed, that's a similar thing. Some are makel if you're in a room and in a house. But Mishra Berurah seems to be machmir about that. Another Eitzah some bring down is a mezuzah, and also that there's no makor in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosher points out. So that's a very fascinating thing, this idea that I heard that in the name of the Stiper Asa brought down, that he says, like, it can't be that we're talking about your regular house, and it's there's so many people sleeping alone all the time. It must be that the house is not near any other house whatsoever. It can't be a house in the city. It has to be a house in the field in the middle of nowhere. That's what we're talking about. But generally, a house, like, it wouldn't be possible this halacha to keep it. People sleep all the time alone in the house, unless you go with these eights. But again, the Chazon Ish didn't hold of it, so that's maybe the Stiper also, Shitasa of the Chazon Ish, was saying that it can't be that that's the Iker case. Maybe it's only when it's a house in the middle of nowhere. But either way, we're trying to be masmer, at least like the Mishra Berurah, as Rabbi Yosher says, that these are Maisek Dolem, quote these Eitzel, so we can be Somech Aleim, even though he quotes his Chazon Ish against it, he still says that you can be Somech Aleim, and he also says in the Sukkah, let's say, there's Shomer Mitzvah, there's different Aterim to use to do that. Just a fascinating Shaila, once someone asked, he was very excited about this Kashi, he asked the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he said, you're allowed to use the Neros Chanukah. Is that considered Nana from the Neros Chanukah to have a light in your house in order to avoid this issue from the Gemara? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky responded, my uncle, the Chazon Ish, he didn't hold of this heter whatsoever. So, like, the guy was waiting for an answer about the Neros Chanukah. He says, I don't hold the heter, so he rejected the whole premise. Either way, the Gemara continues now. Tanna, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, Asay Ad Shata Motze. A person should always do tzedakah while you're able to do it. Matze Lecha, while you still have the money. Ve'od Chabiyadcha, and you have it in your control while you're still alive. Also, always remember Hashem in your youth, is because of the days of bad things are going to come. That's the old days. I have no pleasure in the world. Everyone's going to be wealthy, so you don't have to give tzedakah. So do the opportunity now. Give as much tzedakah as possible. This is machlokus with Shmuel. Damar Shmuel ain benel mahazil mos mashiach l'shibud malchus bilva. The only difference in this world and the next world is the shibud malchus. Shenemar ki lo yachdal ever mikarev haaretz. Said the poor people will not cease to exist in the land. Tanya, we learn in the Braiser, Rabbi Lazar Akfar. Rabbi Lazar says la'olam yivakish adam rachamim al midazu. Person should always ask for mercy regarding this idea of poverty, that it shouldn't become poor. Shimu b'alinu ba, because it doesn't come to you, but bimino, it might come to your child, and lo bimino, ben bimino, it'll come to your grandson, shener ki b'glal, hadavar hazeh. Through this idea, tamir v'shmol, it's a cycle of life. There's no way to stop it. A person's descendants at some point are going to become poor. But Yashua says the biggest segula, if you do it either give a lot of tzedakah, or I think you maybe quoted the idea of learning a lot of Torah, those are the biggest shmira, that you'll be able to, your wealth, be able to continue for your children and your grandchildren. Amar, we always have segula, the biggest segula. Learn Torah and give tzedakah. Okay, good idea. And where's Amar of Yosef, if a person, we have a tradition that a person is the Yal Tamar Chacham, and Gadai, the good Torah, Kol Avrich, he's never going to come poor. The Marzav goes around it. We see many poor Avrichim all the time. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Any Kol guy in America too. Any Kol guy is not usually raking it in, as they say. So the Gemara says, so it must be in Asa demand. No, maybe they're a little poor. They don't have to go to the level where they're begging on doors. If they're knocking on doors, that is something that clearly is they're not doing that. So some say, what do you mean? We do that. See that also. So therefore, some explained as a Derek Ramez that the Chashulchan says it's like that. That it means that if they happen to come poor, it's because earlier in lives they go door to door to do charity. It's like a deeper kavana, but doesn't mean anything necessarily a bad thing. Harav Yashiv is pretty harif in his Musar over here. He says if you ever see someone going to knock on the door, he says is a chisaron in the level of Talmud Chacham that they are. That they for whatever reason they're not learning well enough. But the fact they have to knock on doors, some people get tzedakah, they get whatever, but they have to knock on doors to advise themselves to knock on a door. If you're at that level, it's clearly a chisaron in your learning of Torah. That's what Rav Yashiv says. Amar lei Rav Chiya, the Divisai Rav Chiya used to say that Rav Kiyasa Aniya, when a poor person comes, so what do you do? Aktame lei Ritha, make sure to give him bread. Ki heichid lekno bayach, in order that when in the future our children are going to when they become beggars, he'll give them. Amar lei, so he says, might the light cursing our children? That light to low, you're cursing our children that should become beggars. He said, no. Amar lei, karkuzi the baza says, whatever I say, this is referring to this matter. It's a gagal chodmolam. It's the way of the life. That it's a circle that things go, and it's a wheel rather than a circle. It's a wheel that goes around. It spins around, and this wheel is the very children that our children might become poor. So give them a good tzedakah. Tani Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Nassan L'Chashem Rechom Echem Rechom Rechom, Hashem is going to have mercy on you, and He's going to multiply you. Kol Merachem Abrios Merachem Neshmaim. If you have compassion, it's a midah ganag midah. If you have compassion towards others, Hashem will show compassion toward you. Kol Sheinu Merachem Abrios Merachem Neshmaim. Whenever there's not compassion towards other Hashem's creatures, He's not going to have compassion to you. Ad Shelo Deshel Hashem Shel. Or the pasuk says, before the sun grows in the dark. Zo Padachas Achotim. Reference to over here, we're going back to the pasuk in Kohelas, analyzing this. This is referring to someone's nose. Vayirachas Neshmaim. The moon is referring to someone's soul. Over here, again, it's all matter for God. Idea of a person when he's young. The stars are referring to someone's cheeks. That is a reference to a person's eyesight, which goes after a person is weakened by when a person is crying. If a person is crying, 40 years it's going to come back in your body. When you turn over 40, it's not going to return to you. If you have kuchla, the eyeshadow, eye makeup, if you put this on your eye, apparently until you're 40 years old, it'll help your eyesight. Only up to 40 years will make your eyesight actually better, but after the age of 40, it's not going to improve your eyesight whatsoever. The Gemara says, "My kamash shemans." What is not going to come to Dijash? The kama de ilay mekuchlat fei ma'ali is telling us that the thicker you dab it, the more you put it, it's going to be the better it is for your eye. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Okay, Mirtzah Shem will pick up Rabbi Chanina. We'll pick up with that Mirtzah Shem tomorrow.